From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of drummer Pierre Corbois from the Netherlands and his multinational outfit Association, soon to be renamed Association PC. This is from their 1970 LP on Munich Records called Earwax. It's a quartet comprised of Pierre Corbois on drums, Jasper van 't Hoff electric piano, Toto Blank on guitar, and two bass players. On side one of the album, it's Sigi Busch, and on side two, Peter Krinen. We'll be listening to a track from side two of the disc. It's entitled Roundabout 9. Thank you. opening the program with a pair of European quartets from the 70s, whose musical style is a cross between free improvisation and jazz rock fusion. We began with drummer Pierre Corbois and Association, Roundabout 9 from their album Earwax from 1970, and lastly from 1976, a quartet from Switzerland called OM, comprised of Urs Leimgruber on sax, Christy Doran on guitar, Bobby Bury bass, and Freddie Studer drums, and their LP released on the Yapo label in 1976 is entitled Rauschenaha. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Rautionaha. And we listened to the title track. It was the closing cut of the B-side of that record. We will continue on in a jazz rock vein and go more into louder, distorted fusion territory from the early 70s. And we'll begin with one of the more overlooked albums of English guitarist John McLaughlin. I'm not even sure that this album has been reissued on CD. I have a copy of it here on vinyl. It's called Devotion. It was released on Douglas Records in 1970, at a time when John was still very much involved with the Tony Williams Lifetime and Miles Davis fusion experiments. But here, he's in a quartet with fellow Lifetime bandmate Larry Young on electric piano and organ, also Billy Rich on bass, and Buddy Miles on drums. And we'll listen to a track from side two of the album, Don't Let the Dragon Eat Your Mother. Thank you. We began that set of early 70s jazz rock with John McLaughlin. Don't Let the Dragon Eat Your Mother from the Devotion LP from 1970. We then listened to two tracks from the Tony Williams Lifetime. Tony Williams on drums, John McLaughlin on guitar, Larry Young, organ. And for this recording, they recruited bassist Jack Bruce of Cream fame. From 1970 on Polydor, the album Turn It Over, we heard a two-part piece written by Chick Corea, To Whom It May Concern, and the two parts were Them and Us. And lastly, recorded on June 18, 1971 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, guitarist Larry Coryell in a trio with Chuck Rainey on bass and Bernard Purdy on drums, from a CD containing their entire performance at Montreux called Fairyland, we listened to Esque d'Alamur. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We will remain in an electric fusion mode for the rest of the hour as we turn to a pair of tracks featuring the guitar of John Abercrombie, a lifelong recording artist on the ECM label. And we'll listen to some of his material from the mid-70s, starting off with the Gateway Trio and their second and final collaboration recorded in 1977. With Dave Holland on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums, the album simply called Gateway 2, we'll listen to Nexus.
Oh,
Something a bit quieter to round out the program, a selection from the John Abercrombie album Characters, released on ECM in 1976, and it is just John on acoustic and electric guitar and also mandolin. We listened to Backward Glance. That was preceded by the Gateway Trio, John Abercrombie, Dave Holland and Jack DeJohnette, respectively, from Gateway 2, recorded in 1977 and released in 1978, again also on ECM Records, and we listened to Nexus. And that will do it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Do join me again when you can for another edition of the program. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.